Okay, so it is Anna here with you, and there's a couple of things I'm obsessed by in life. Fairly obsessed by dogs, fairly obsessed by views, and fairly obsessed by singing. Now, I had a chat to vocal coach and founder of the Northumberland Vocal Ovation, Julie Miles, on the Mid-Morning Show, and she's joining a whole host of other fantastic industry professionals, including the brilliant Cary Grant, for a brand new international singing competition called Teen Star. So we thought, goodness me, we've got to have a chat with Julie about this. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Well, thank you. Here I am again, Anna.
I know, it's lovely to talk to you.
And oh, this, you too.
This sounds brilliant. It's something, you know, people can... Okay, so it is Anna here. You know, people can look forward to, maybe have a go at. Just tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is a national competition that I've been involved in ever since it started 7 years ago. Normally, it's obviously a live audition thing in person. The finals end up at the O2 in London, which is quite a spectacular event. But of course, with where we are at the moment, the competition's just not able to get into theatres. So for the first time, it's going to be completely online. But what that means is it's not only opened it up to obviously the whole of the UK, it's actually going to go worldwide, which is so exciting.
Yeah, because a huge pool of talent. So what are you looking for, and how old do you have to be? All that kind of jazz.
Yeah, so basically there's a preteen section. Normally, I mean, occasionally you'll get a singer as young as 6 years old, which is quite incredible that they're brave enough to actually put themselves through it. But then literally right up to 19 years old. And, you know, once you get into that older age group, you tend to start finding some real emerging talent, which is so exciting.
Yeah. Sometimes when I hear little kids singing with really, really big voices, I always worry about them, and I think, well, I hope they're hurting themselves. I hope they're doing it properly. And I imagine you're all over that as a vocal coach. You'll know exactly when they're doing it right and when they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I am actually. I've just finished a lesson with a little girl, kind of a bit like that, who's got a huge, huge voice and just needs to kind of, you know, to be reined in a little bit to control it. But really, when you think of what kids put their voices through all day, every day, screaming and shouting and laughing with their friends, there's not a massive amount of damage that they can do in singing unless it was persistent, if they were persistently doing something wrong.
And what kind of things are you looking for in terms of the sound? Is it the technique, or is it more kind of a really unique sound?
Do you know what? It's kind of everything. We have, I've been involved in this competition over the for many years. And for me, although I'm a vocal coach and I really do focus on getting good technique and getting somebody to sing well, the really, really good singers aren't necessarily the ones that I'm drawn to. It's the ones where I actually really believe that they're loving what they're doing, and they're up there actually communicating and telling a story and really connecting with what they're doing. Every so often there might be a little crack in the voice because of maybe some emotion that they've put in. I would much rather hear that than somebody who just sings note perfect from start to finish but doesn't really have any emotion.
Me too. We'll never forget Adele on that stage at the Brits. I think it was Someone Like You she was singing, and there was a tiny crack because she was crying, and that made us cry. It was awful.
Exactly, and that
but
is
brilliant.
You know, that is what singing is about. It's about communicating to your audience and actually getting them to feel something. So, you know, we're talking about pretty young kids, but it's such a brilliant training ground. And if you can get over the fact that it's a competition and not everybody can win, and just think, do you know what, this is my opportunity to perform, it's just amazing. And, you know, all of the students that I've worked with over the years, the ones that have done particularly well have all gone through this competition. So it's such a brilliant opportunity.
It sounds fabulous. Very quickly, tell us where we can find it, Julie.
Yeah, so it's going to be streaming live tonight from 7 p.m. So if everybody heads to the it's teenstarcompetition.co.uk website, you'll be able to see the start of it streaming at 7 o'clock. But also, I think it's probably going to whet a few people's appetites, and they are going to want to actually enter once they see the show. So all of the information's on there. But it's going to be some amazing talent.
Lovely. Julie, thank you so much for chatting to us. Teenstar.co.uk. I think it's going to be an amazing competition. Okay, this next is Coldplay and Paradise on BBC Radio Newcastle. We're going to